Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 27th April 2017 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom, our weekly series where we undertake this sadhana of learning one beautiful bhajan that used to be sung in the yesteryears in Prashanti Nilayam in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan. It is an opportunity to relive and rediscover a beautiful melody that Bhagwan loved to listen in the 60s and 70s. And the bhajan we are going to learn today flows like this.
Jaya Murali Madhava Shori.
So this is the bhajan dedicated to Lord Krishna and Sai Krishna that we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, let's begin with getting familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan. And then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat of the bhajan. And then we'll also discuss every word of this bhajan through a conversation with an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Brother Balram Chandran, a gifted singer who had the opportunity to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan in the 90s. Brother Balram Chandran shares his insights about how he can connect to Bhagwan through this bhajan. So that's coming up towards the end of the program. For the moment, here are the lyrics.
Jaya Murali Madhava Shauri Parama Pavana Pandari Natha Paramatma He Purandara Vithala Sri Ranga Natha Hridayanta Ranga Sri Sai Natha Hridayanta Ranga.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, here is how the tune flows. Brother Srinivasulu and Brother Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale E Pancham.
Jaya Murali Madhava Shori.
Jaya Murali Madhava Shori.
Jaya Murali Madhava Shori.
Jaya Murali Madhava Shori.
Parama Pavana Pandari Natha.
Parama Pavana Pandari Natha.
Parama Pavana Pandari Natha.
Parama Pavana Pandari Natha.
Paramatma He Purandara Vithala.
Paramatma He Purandara Vithala.
Paramatma He Purandara Vithala.
Paramatma He Purandara Vithala.
Sri Ranganatha Hridayantaranga.
Sri Ranganatha Hridayantaranga.
Sri Sai Natha ಗಾಥ ಹೃದಯಾಂತರಂಗ
ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿನಾಥ ಹೃದಯಾಂತರಂಗ
ಜಯ ಮುರಳಿ ಮಾಧವ ಶೌರಿ
So that's another beautiful melody, adoring Lord Krishna, and it flows like a river. Let's hear more from Anirudh about the makeup of the bhajan. So what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan, Anirudh?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
It's a very bright melody on Lord Vithala. There are many bhajans on Lord Vithala which is really, really bright and energetic. And some bhajans have third speed as well. Though this bhajan doesn't have a third speed, but still it has the power and the vibrancy of calling out to the Lord in its own unique way. This bhajan has a different mix of ragas, I can say. The very first line when you hear,
Jaya Murali Madhava Shore.
The similar bhajans come to my mind, which is of this. Any guesses like
Jagar Jaya Murali Madhava? Krishna Mukunda Govinda Giridhara Murali Mohana Narayana Parti Puran
The first line sounds like a raga called Patadeep in the Hindustani classical music, though it's not completely into that raga, or Gauri Manohari we call it in the Carnatic classical music.
Sa re ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da ba ma ga re sa.
Whereas from the second line of this bhajan, it goes into, I can say, a raga called Abhiri in the Carnatic classical music.
Sa ga ma pa ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
So you have Shuddha dha
sa ni
komal ni
da pa ma ga
komal ga
re
Shudri
sa.
So this is, we also call it Bhim Palasi in the Hindustani classical music.
Nagumo ganale ni na jale telise. Nagumo ganale.
It's a beautiful Tyagaraja Kriti on Abheri. So most of the lines are based on Abheri. And so the only the first line stands out to be, you know, the
sa ni sa,
the shuddh ni is coming there, whereas the whole other lines of the bhajan you have komal ni.
Sa ga ma pa ma ga sa ni sa.
Of course, in the swaras we'll really describe what are the notes for each line. That time it will be much more clearer what makes it different. And the first line is so beautiful.
Jaya Murali Madhava Madhava.
That note is very important because only in the first line that note is coming. That is the Shuddhini, as I mentioned before. And whereas all the other lines follows the Komalni.
Parama Pavana Pandarinatha.
Okay, so I think let's move on to the Swaras so that we can appreciate.
Yeah, actually I'm already singing of swaras when I'm trying to explain the raga.
Yeah.
So it'll be much more clear when we do the line by line swaras. So let's take the first line.
Jaya Murali Madhava Shore. Sa ga ma pa ma ga sa ni sa sa ga re sa ni.
sagama pamaga sanisa sagare sani.
So those knees are very important. Now you know where to stand.
Shore.
Next line.
Parama pavana pandarinatha mapaga mama papa padani sani sani pamaga
mapaga mama papa padani sani sani pamaga
paramatma he purandara vithala gama pasani sasa nisani pani sasa
gama pasani sasa nisani pani sasa
Shri Ranganatha Hridayantaranga Nisasasa Nisani Pamaga Gagamapa Gamagasa
Nisasasa Nisani Pamaga Gagamapa Gamagasa.
In the second time,
Shri Sai Natha Hridayantaranga.
It's a beautiful variation. Of course, it's optional. So the swaras for that is
Nisa Sa Sa Gaga Sa Ni Pa Ma Ga 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 Ma Pa Ga Ma Ga Sa.
So you have to be careful with the tempo, because when you try to give that curve, you might get lost in the beat.
Shri Sai Natha Hridayantaranga
Nisa Sa Sa Ga Ga Sa Ni Pa Ma Ga 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 Ma Pa Ga Ma Ga Sa.
And one more very important thing in this, when you give this kind of variation, of course the variations are optional. It's a very, very fast curve in such a limited
correct
space. So what happens is, in that the enthusiasm to give the variation, it might land up being rough. Or rather
It might sound little Carnatic, you know, it might sound very technical.
Yeah, technical, yeah. Or very, very musically oriented.
Correct, yeah.
In fact, the variations can be utilized in such a way to beautify or
correct
decorate the line.
Correct.
So that the bhava is more felt.
Absolutely.
But if the same variation is used in such a way that the technicality is, expertise is shown,
yes,
then it becomes a tragedy.
The technicality should not supersede the bhava of the bhajan.
Exactly. That's a very, very important thing. So in this case also, if we sing this as a technical expertise, or with that roughness, with that full enthusiasm to give the variation, it might turn up to be
Shri Sai Natha Na Gagani.
Though the swaras are like
Gagani Bamaga,
but when we sing in the Sahityam, the lyrics, the beauty, the melody is
Shri Sai Natha.
So that it's more softened.
Correct.
And more lighter.
The emphasis is more on expressing the bhava than trying to do justice to its real technicality.
Exactly. So that's, I felt I should share that important
definitely
point.
Absolutely.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jay Murali Madhava Shore. Jay Murali Madhava Shore.
Parama Pavana Pandarinatha.
Parama Pavana Pandarinatha.
Paramatma He Purandara Vithala.
Paramatma He Purandara Vithala.
Sri Ranganatha Hridayam.
hridayantaranga
Shri Sai Natha hridayantaranga
Shri Sai Natha hridayantaranga
Jaya Murali Madhava Shore
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Aniruddha Nanan.
Thank you, Vishu. Salam.
So with that, we know how to sing this bhajan. We know the lyrics of the bhajan. We know the beat of the bhajan. And now comes the soul of bhajan singing. Why we should do bhajans, how we should do bhajans, so that the purpose of doing bhajans finds fulfillment. And sharing his insights is Brother Balaramachandran, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, a gifted singer and also an orator. He shares his thoughts on how this bhajan can help us to connect with our beloved Bhagwan. Sai Ram, Brother Balaramachandran, and welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sai Ram, Brother.
So we are doing the vintage bhajan series, and many of these bhajans, even though we say them vintage, but when you sing them, you feel like they are all the time there in the air, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And this bhajan especially, Jaya Murali Madhava. If you see the way it progresses, it starts very slowly, then it goes up to a crescendo.
Exactly.
And then nicely it comes down. So when you sing this bhajan, when you were hearing this bhajan, what thoughts were filling your mind?
A couple of very fascinating thoughts just flowed into my mind when I heard this bhajan. If you look at the beginning of the bhajan, there's a touch of pathos in the entire bhajan. When the way the tune comes, Jaya Murali Madhava Shahure, it's not exactly that happy, happy beginning.
Yes.
So, of course, you're referring to the Lord in the form of Krishna. You're referring to him as, you're saying victory to Krishna. A Madhava, in fact, one meaning, based on my limited understanding of Sanskrit, is the sweet Lord. Madhava is the sweet one. That's one meaning. There could be an infinite
yes.
number of meanings.
Madhava also means the one who is the master of
yes.
Ma, which
yeah.
is earth.
Yeah.
Ma, which means Maya.
Yes.
Master of Maya, master of nature.
Yeah.
Master of all prosperity.
Yes.
So there are many meanings.
Many meanings. Somewhere in the context of this bhajan, I get a feeling Madhava, the sweet Lord, seems to fit in because you're saying Jaya Murali Madhava. You know, the moment
yes.
you, Murali, of course, is the flute, which is the inseparable companion of Krishna. So, immediately into your mind comes the sweet Lord, you know, playing the flute.
Yes.
And like you said, it's in the air, literally. So, Jaya Murali Madhava Shauri is the brave one. So, you know, it's a beautiful combination of sweetness and also strength. You know, the Krishna who is strong on one side, who could vanquish Kamsa.
Yes.
Same time is also the sweet Lord, you know, playing on the flute, which is his inseparable companion. So, it starts with that. And somewhere I felt that there's a bit of pining in the bhajan. So, immediately what came to my mind was, the scene where Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa goes to Vrindavan, and, you know, for him, everything in Vrindavan reminds him about Krishna. In fact, it is said that he actually would, you know, walk all around in Vrindavan and say, O Krishna, the Yamuna still flows. O Krishna, the same trees are still there. The cows still come back. And as the cows come back in the evening, the dust which their feet raises, that is still there, Krishna. The sun, the same sun, still sets, Krishna. All of this happens, but the only thing which is missing is you. So, you know, that pining, he keeps on, he wanders all over Vrindavan looking for Krishna. Somewhere the first part of the bhajan is actually, Jaya Murali Madhava Shauri. And then, you know, Param Pavana Pandarinatha. Param Pavana is, of course, the one who, you know, is always pure and also who also, I think, you know, uplifts us.
Yes.
Param Pavana Pandarinatha. Interestingly, you make the transition from the Krishna form to the Panduranga form.
Yes.
And I've noticed the moment you bring in Panduranga, things get happy. You know, and yes, from there it makes a, you know, transition. So it starts with the pining, and then after that, when it moves on, if you see the next line, Paramatma He Purandara Vittala, it's almost like Ramakrishna was wandering around Vrindavan, searching for Krishna, couldn't find him, and suddenly he realizes, hey, where am I actually searching for him in all over at Vrindavan? He's Paramatma, the indweller, you know, yes, my own very soul.
Yes.
And suddenly you realize that what you're looking for is within. In fact, what it reminded me is, I think one of our brothers and one of our, you know, student brothers very beautifully said this in a speech. He said, my Swami does not have a phone number, but I can still speak to him.
Yes.
My Swami is not on Facebook, but I can still be friends with him.
Yes.
My Swami is not on Twitter, but I can still follow him. My Swami is not on the World Wide Web, but I still don't need Google to search for him because he is there within my heart.
Yes.
So, you know, the same thing. You say, Paramatma He Purandara Vittala. And after that, if you sing, Sri Ranganatha Hridayantaranga. So somewhere what has happened is, you know, you've suddenly found him inside, yeah, your heart. And if you see from that point of time, the bhajan actually becomes happier.
Yes.
And as you get closer to the Ranganatha, you actually realize it's actually not Ranganatha, it is Sainatha. You know, you end with Swami again. Yes. As you get closer to him, no?
Yes.
Suddenly you realize you find Swami again. So the latter part of the bhajan, so if you see it transitions from a Krishna, you know, the pining, yes, to see Krishna, to suddenly, you know, Panduranga, and you find the Panduranga inside, and finally you, Ranganatha is actually the master who rules the stage.
Yes.
You know, this drama called life.
Yes.
And you actually get to him. So when you say Ranganatha, brother, I don't know whether you have had an opportunity to visit this beautiful shrine in, yes, Tamil Nadu called Srirangam.
Yes.
In fact, amongst the Vaishnavites, when they say Kshetra or temple, they actually mean this only. So unless specified, for them, the word Kshetra means Srirangam. So, there is a beautiful story, not a story, an incident which is associated with, mm-hmm, Srirangam. And in fact, one of the Vaishnavite saints, they are referred to as Alvars. So if you think,
please,
we should, narrate the concluding part of the story. It's very inspiring. I found it very inspiring. So there was this Alvar, this Vaishnavite saint, greatly devout person, who was, you know, he was, you know, unfortunately by birth, he was somebody who was considered to be of a low caste. So he would, mm-hmm, not be allowed entry into the temple. So he was a cobbler by profession. And what would happen is, he was called Tirupan Alvar. Alvar was a later addition, of course. So what would happen is that he would sing, no, look at this. This community is supposed to sing the name of the Lord, Lord Ranganatha, but they're not allowed inside the temple to see Ranganatha. So, mm-hmm, imagine you keep singing, but you're not allowed in. So he keeps on singing the glory of the Lord. He's totally immersed and he's in love with the Lord. But he's never seen the Lord whom he's in love with. So one day what happens is, he's sitting on the, and this temple is actually an island, and you've got two rivers on the side, mm-hmm, you know. And one is, of course, the Kaveri. So he sits on the banks of the Kaveri, one of the bathing ghats in the Kaveri, and he's singing the name of the Lord. And he's totally forgotten himself. And he, you know, almost bereft of body consciousness. At that point of time, the priests of the temple come to gather water for the Abhisheka, for the, you know, for the ceremonial bath of Lord Ranganatha. Now, this man is actually sitting on the, you know, Tirupan is sitting on the footsteps. They, now, you know, in those are the days when caste system was followed very strictly in India. So they felt that they'll get defiled, mm-hmm, if they, you know, go anywhere near him. So they call out to him, asking him to move away.
Oh.
But this man is completely immersed in the name of the Lord. He does not realize. So what happens is that they try calling. When it does not work, one of the priests picks up a stone,
oh,
and
God,
aims it at Tirupan's head. And it, you know, finds it mark. He starts bleeding. So the moment that happens, he comes back to body consciousness. He opens his eyes. He realizes what he has done. Inadvertently, he has delayed the service of the Lord. So he, in fact, says, I'm sorry. And then he runs away, Tirupan.
Oh my God.
So the priests come. They gather water. They go back. Now, once they go back, they try and open the Sanctum Sanctorum door. The door does not open.
Wow.
They try everything. Lord Ranganatha doesn't open the door. It's a lockout. And finally, from inside, they hear the Lord's voice. They say that, you know, who you hurt? You actually hurt my dearest devotee, which means you have hurt me.
Me.
And then he says, if you want entry, you will now go back. You will find Tirupan. Not just that, you will ceremonially carry him on your shoulder.
Wow.
You will circumambulate the same temple, and it's a huge complex. Huh? That's a big punishment. You know, a certain many number of times. And then you bring him in on your shoulder, I will let you in. So this priest who threw the stone was called Muni. His name was Muni. So Muni goes and he goes after Tirupan. Tirupan sees Muni coming and thinks that he's coming to hit him. So Tirupan runs faster. Muni actually has to chase him down and says, I have not come to hit you. The Lord is calling you and I am come to take you. And Tirupan cannot believe it because he's not allowed entry into the temple. Muni places him on the shoulder, brings him to the temple, you know, circumambulates as the Lord told him. And then finally, he, you know, places him in front of the sanctum, you know, the doors. Even if you go now, you can see that silver door. It'll be, you know, very easy to visualize that scene. The doors are closed and he places him there. From that day, Tirupan was known as Muni Vahana. The one who had, you know,
carried.
Muni as his Vahana.
Oh.
So, and the door opens and just imagine, brother, for the first time in life, Tirupan sees the Lord whom he's been in love with. And he sees the beauty of the Lord. And then spontaneously, he starts singing. You know, a set of verses. And in the final verse, Tirupan sings, he says, O Lord, with these eyes which have seen you, with these eyes which have seen you, let me not see anything else in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And with those words, brother, he merges in the lotus feet of the Lord in the sanctum sanctorum. So, Paramatma he Purandara Vittala, Sri Ranganatha Hridayantaranga. You know, and it's the, you know, the river which is merged in the sea. And it's absolute bliss, because can there be a death which is greater than this? You've actually merged at the lotus feet of the Lord. So I think that's how the, you know, bhajan ends. But if you say most beautiful thing, Sri Ranganatha Hridayantaranga, and whom are you merging with? Jayamurali Madhava, the sweet Lord.
Yes.
You know? Now once you experience that sweetness, now what did Tirupan say? He says, with these eyes which I've seen you, I don't want to see anything else. I remember in Narada Bhakti Sutra, in fact, somewhere Narada actually says, he tells that, you know, there's something called Nishkama, there's something called Purnakama. Nishkama is desirelessness. Purnakama is fulfillment. So desirelessness, I've given up a desire. Here it's not that. I've tasted the highest thing in the world, so I have appetite for nothing else. So I think that's what Tirupan also said. He said, Sri Ranganatha Hridayantaranga, I have seen my Lord, with these eyes I have seen my Lord, who is the most beautiful of all forms. Now there's nothing, I don't want to defile my vision. So you've experienced that sweetness in your heart by the time you've sung this bhajan. So you don't want to give, you know, space for anything else in your heart. Like Swami says, no, it's not a musical chair.
Yes.
Swami, once you've sat on this chair,
you're full.
You're full. So it's not that I've lost, I've become desireless. I mean, what else is there in life? No, it's all over. I mean, what are we even talking? So that's the, so it starts with Ramakrishna's pining and then ends with Tirupan's, you know, joy of finding the Lord and then merging in him.
Wow.
I think that's what, that's the story which bhajan seems to say. Because I think sometimes with bhajans what happens is, there are bhajans where you imagine a story.
Yes.
But sometimes, brother, I've also find there are bhajans where you don't have a full storyline, but you have to premeditate on these episodes.
Yes.
You break down the story into ideas.
Correct.
When it becomes an idea, it becomes subtle. Once it becomes subtle, no, when you're singing the bhajan, no, it permeates into the bhajan.
Yes.
So you don't have, actually have the ability to think of the story while you're singing the bhajan. But in the subtle form, the idea exists.
Yes.
And permeates
the
bhajan.
And when the idea exists, the spirit of that story exists in you.
Exactly.
And when that spirit of that story merges into you.
Yes.
Then when you express,
yes,
it is almost the expression of that spirit.
Yes.
Expression of that spirit of the saint. For those moments you become a
Tirupan.
Yeah, actually.
You know? You
for those
Tirupan.
Moments
you become,
you become a Ramakrishna.
Exactly.
In fact, when I was contemplating all this bhajan, the beautiful story that came to me is the story of Pundalika.
Yeah.
And because the shrine of the Lord in Pandarinatha, in Pandharpur, is the shrine of Vithala.
Yeah.
And, you know, it starts with Jaya Murali Madhava, Shauri.
Yes. Hmm.
And we know that the Lord holds the flute and he holds the key to make all of us also into flutes.
Absolutely.
And he will definitely succeed. He's Jaya Murali Madhava.
And he's also Shauri.
Yeah. And yeah, he's a brave one.
Yeah, yeah.
He will never let you go until he becomes victorious in converting all of us into flutes.
Beautiful. Yes.
Okay. And so this bhajan is a journey of converting this devotee of the Lord into that beautiful flute.
Correct.
You know, then Paramapavana, Pandarinatha. So you have the story of Pundalika, who initially
was disrespecting his parents after his marriage. His parents were really undergoing so much of trials and tribulations. They wanted to leave him. They wanted to go to Kashi. But at that point in time, he was so much influenced by other members in the family that he wanted to torture them even during the journey and even at Kashi. So Pundalika, at that point in time, wanted to ensure that he continues his torture of his parents. And at that point in time, he was into some delusion.
Yes.
And so the parents don't know what to do. And you have that scene where they stop in an ashram on the way. And one morning he sees this amazing vision that there are three very radiant women who come out of the huts.
Yes.
In that ashram. And he sees that when they enter the hut, they are wearing clothes that are used and crumpled, and when they come out after visiting the prayer room, they clean the whole place and they visit the prayer room, and when they come out, they see that they are all sparkling white. And then he sees that scene for 2-3 days. He's unable to contain his curiosity. Then he goes and asks them, "Who are you? May I know what is this happening?" Yeah. And they say that we are the rivers.
Absolutely.
We are the rivers. And it is the sins of all the people who bathe in these rivers is what has soiled our clothes. And when we come here and when we do this cleaning, that is how we become pure. And it is people like you because of whom we get soiled. Hmm. There is nobody like you who is a greater sinner than all the sinners.
Okay.
So that is what these radiant, illustrious devis, goddesses, tell him, and that hits him so hard that from that day onwards he changes his attitude towards his parents. And we know the story how from that second onwards he becomes completely devoted to his parents.
Exactly. To such an extent that when the Lord comes, he says, "You wait, I'm
visiting
with my parents."
Exactly. So here you have the Lord who completely purified Pundalika's heart.
Correct. Parama Pavana. Absolutely.
You know, Pandarinatha. Who purified his heart.
Yes.
And then once he experienced that, you know, then he is in full glory and the Lord comes manifest in front of him.
Exactly.
You know, he's serving the parents and, you know, he doesn't want to leave the parents. He wants to see the Lord. Even if the Lord has come and he just, you know, he passes on the brick for the Lord to stand, and he just stand waiting to finish serving his parents, and only then he sees. And then when he sees, he says, you know, he's so happy. And
exactly.
He says, Paramatma hai Pandara.
And he throws the brick, and I also have heard that is why the Lord got the name Vithala.
Vithala,
the
exactly.
One who stood on the brick.
So finally when he sees, he sings, Paramatma hai Purandara Vithala. He's so happy, you know, he's done his duty, and now the Lord also is so happy.
Yeah.
The Lord also is so happy. And the most beautiful thing about this is, you know, the Lord says, "I'm so happy with you because you knew your priorities. You knew that serving parents is the paramount thing for any person on earth. And I'm really so happy with you." Anyone else would have thought that the Lord can, he's the greatest of all. The Lord is the master of the universe. But he made the Lord wait. But the Lord is so happy. And the Lord says, "Tell me, what do you want?" And then he says, "All I want, Lord, is that this blessing that you conferred on me, please confer it on everyone. Please stay here. Please be here. Let everyone see you. Let everyone enjoy you. Let everyone have your benediction." And that is how the Lord decides to stay on. And that holy place, Pandharpur, is today another Tirupati of Western India, of Northern India.
Exactly. And because he had to stand on a brick, he has to stand with his hands on the hips.
Yes.
You know,
arms akimbo,
as they say.
Yes.
And he looks so beautiful standing
way. Yeah.
So,
he looks like a warrior. He looks like Shauri.
Yeah. So I'm glad a brick was given. I know it must be a little tough on him, but then he looks so beautiful when he stands that way.
Yeah, he looks so beautiful. And you know, finally, the whole Paramatma he Purandara Vithala Shri Ranganatha Hridayantaranga. So once that happens, then he realizes that this Lord who is there outside standing, it is the same Lord who is there inside.
Yeah.
He is the Hridayantaranga. He is the Ranga is a play, and he is the Ranganatha. He is the Lord of all the world, which is but a play of the Lord.
Exactly. The moment you say Lord of Lords, you are reminded of somebody who said life is a game plate, and then it says game, and then Sainatha makes his appearance.
And then Sainatha makes
the appearance. He always has to come in the end. You know, that's the punchline.
Yes, that's the punchline. So I think there are so many ways. I think you take the life of any saint and probably you can just interlace it with this bhajan.
Exactly. And that's why I believe for anybody who's into bhajan singing, familiarity with the life of saints helps.
Yes.
Because somewhere it helps you, I think, because bhavam you cannot prepare for.
Yes.
I think it's all the hard work that you do outside. Because I believe Swami said you need to have one more alternate form of sadhana if you have a bhajan singer. It's all this work which percolates into your bhajan singing.
Yes. And I think it is not only the life of saints. I think we can relate to every little spiritual act that we are doing, our own sadhana. We can happily relate it to any bhajan. I think it is only making this effort of how to convey whatever I am doing to the Lord through this bhajan. And I think if we can constantly be in that quest of speaking to the Lord, of communicating to the Lord, then every bhajan will become a method, a medium of communicating our soul's pinings and our soul's joy and our soul's ecstasies and our soul's anxieties to the Lord. Just like every saint did it. Tyagaraja did not want to create a kriti. He was just conversing with the Lord and the kritis came out.
Swami once said he actually spoke.
Yeah, that's what he was doing.
It was conversation.
It was just conversation. He was making Rama sleep. He was making Rama eat.
And not every bhajan is a conversation bhajan. This is a conversation bhajan. Because if you say, you're constantly at Jaya Murali Madhava Shaur, you're not glorifying him. You're actually speaking to him.
Yes.
Paramapavana. Because the moment hey comes, no, then it's a conversation bhajan. You get that chance to converse with him. And for once, he can't say no.
Wonderful. I think it is for all of us to see how we can make every bhajan a medium, a conversation with the Lord, because ultimately bhajans are mediums to connect with the Lord. And when we connect, when we converse, we connect.
So true, brother. Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, brother, for sharing your thoughts. And I'm really grateful to Bhagwan that he granted us this opportunity of a satsang through this beautiful vintage bhajan.
Sairam.
Sairam.
So that was Brother Balram Chandran, an alumnus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, currently serving in HDFC Bank in Chennai. Brother Balram Chandran had the opportunity to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan in the 90s and even now continues to sing in Prashantinilayam whenever he is here, and also sings regularly in Sundaram. He is part of the Sundaram Bhajan group. So with that, we move on now to the last segment of this program. Let us now offer this bhajan to Bhagwan. With all these beautiful thoughts conveyed to us through this conversation with Brother Balram Chandran, and sing it with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul. Here is how this bhajan sounds when sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashantinilayam.
Jaya Murali Madhava Shuri.
Jaya Murali Madhava Shuri.
Jaya Murali Madhava Shuri.
brings us to the end of this current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to share with us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. We would only be happy to receive your comments, to take your suggestions and listen to your experiences. With heartfelt gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 27th April 2017 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Nilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.